I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi, regular listeners, you may have spotted that we've changed our name. It's now Honey & Co. The Food Sessions.
So if you hear this sound, it's just us making dinner.
Well, that and the fact that we're not allowed to use our old title anymore.
It's just been a bit of a thing, but don't worry about it.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Just don't touch my face.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Honey & Co. I'm Sarit Packer. This series is called Who Run the World? And we're celebrating women in food. Tonight we're talking to the most lovely Romy Gill. Guys, you're in for a treat because she's a pleasure. She's a British Indian chef and a cookery teacher. She was the owner and head chef at Romy's Kitchen in Gloucestershire. She was appointed an MBE by the Queen and her 90th birthday honours list in 2016 for services in the food industry. Her first book, Zaika, this book here, has just come out, and we're going to hear everything about her. Help me in welcoming her.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to start with this book, which is amazing because we do a lot of these things and sometimes we go through the books and we're like, oh, we can't cook that. Oh, that's going to take us too long. Oh, this is too complicated. This is a pleasure. It's all like it's so much to choose from and so easy, approachable ingredients from here. How did you go about writing this?
Zaika means flavor. The reason I wanted as vegan as my plant-based as my first book was in India, without any kind, we eat a lot of plant-based, we eat a lot of vegetables, we eat pulses, lentils. Even if there is a thali, meat is something that'll come with it. It's not a necessity. People go out and eat meat. They won't necessarily cook at home. So when I was growing up, I only wanted to play cricket. That's all I did. And eat food that mom would cook. You know, I wouldn't necessarily go and cook with her. But sadly, my mom passed away about 11 months ago. And I wanted to write a book that was her food that gave me so much comfort and brought joy and brought people together on the table. So I think that is, if you've got this book, if you haven't, it's a homage to my mom, really.
Nice. So if we backtrack, how did you end up in the UK?
I wanted to come and study here. So I don't really speak about my private life much, you know, but it's only very recently I've started to speak about it. So when I got married, you know, and came to this country, and it was a very abusive marriage, I had to run away from the family, which wasn't great people. And I was 22. You leave your parents, you come to a country which you don't know the friends, you have to make everything from scratch. So I met my second husband in the university. I went back to study. I met him and he's the most amazing guy. And I have two wonderful daughters. I think food was something I always wanted to be a chef. And also my mom had cancer. And the doctor said she's only got 2 months to live or maybe 2 years to live. My mom lived for 40 odd years. She was a very stubborn lady. So I think the lady whose life was all around cooking for her children, and then suddenly she couldn't taste food because she was putting so much salt. And I was like, Dad, I want to be a chef. He said, no bloody way you're going to be a chef. But I did. When I came back, I think the food, something really helped me. I found comfort in it and I became a chef and I opened my restaurant.
It's amazing. But when you moved here, I mean, it must not have been that easy to find the ingredients in the first place to just approach this food, like the spices. And did you have to like bring stuff with you in suitcases? What were you doing to...
You know, in supermarkets were very limited amount of spices you could get. Maybe cumin and garam masala, maybe some similar turmeric. But the things that you grew up eating, you wanted to crave the food that you grew up eating. And I couldn't drive then. I was in India, people used to drive for me and I couldn't drive. And that was something I didn't want to go on a bus to go to a specialty shop. I was always scared of getting lost. So eventually I did kind of learn how to drive. But at the same time, I just went to the local shops and find the ingredients that I would cook with it. So avocado, for some people might be like, oh, what it is. You know, for me, that was like, wow, what is this? And I hate this, but I still want to cook with it. So I rang my mom and said, Mom, this is a fruit which I've never seen in India, but how do I quite like it, but I also dislike it. But she said, why don't you make a chutney? There's a recipe in there. It's so delicious. It just works with it. I think you have to adapt. So Indian food is very versatile. It adapts to the spices. It becomes...
It's very clear in this cook because you're using ingredients that anyone can go out into a shop here and get and use, and not, it's not one of these where you have to like run around 10 specialist shops to find kind of the ingredients.
But I think also we are very lucky now that supermarkets have everything. We are very, very lucky to have that now. 27 years ago, it was really hard.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's changed a lot in kind of, even since I've lived here in 15 years. So when you started cooking, you started with a supper club at home, or how did you like start doing this more? I mean, you can't just go from like, ooh, I like cooking, to opening a restaurant. There must be a few stages in the way.
I think when I met Gundeep, our first date was he took me to a movie, and which I really disliked it. And then he said, what do you want? I said, let's go to an Indian restaurant. So he took me to an Indian restaurant, so-called Indian restaurants, you know, which is like 5 pints of lager and a curry. That's got a place to it. You know, it's amazing because of those restaurants, I think chefs like us got the place because I have nothing against them, but I wouldn't eat that food. So I went there not knowing that that food was different from the food you eat at home. And every curry tasted the same, very sweet. So I said to my husband, I'm going to open a restaurant. And I did years later. But then I started dinner parties from home, started my own making paste, making spice blends, started teaching people, wrote to cookery schools, can I come and learn or can I come and teach? Or even restaurants, you know, I don't pay me, just I want to learn the trick of it. Some did, and most of them didn't come back, which they now want me. The tables do turn. But I think that was a point. I wasn't afraid to ask. I think it's very important to ask. There's two things you'll get, yes or no. Yeah. And there were a lot of amazing chefs who did help me.
You think, because this is our season about women and women in food, you think being a woman was a hindrance or a help in kind of trying to get into the restaurant business?
I think when I wrote to a lot of cookery schools, as a woman, I think a lot of people find us cookery teachers as women. So that was okay. But when I was writing to the restaurant industry, I think most of them kind of said no, especially being a woman, Indian woman. And they wanted to know, why is this woman writing? Why she wants to, you know, be a chef, and why she wants to open a restaurant? I think that was quite tricky. But when I went to the 20 chefs were all male, and then a woman going in there, the difference was so much. They were more calmer.
Yeah.
Also, the way they would speak changed, the language changed. So I think we still keep in touch. I go and help the chefs that used to help me. But it's the balance wing, having a woman in the kitchen is just completely different. Do you find that?
I think it calms things down for sure. And it's a lot more organized. Maybe I shouldn't say that, actually.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, I think there's something about multitasking that does kind of come across. But I do think that maybe this process of you actually... Because you took a location when you opened Romy's Kitchen. Like, you have to deal with builders. You have to get people behind you. And sometimes I find that you don't get as much kind of, you know, listened to as much when you're asking for those things. But maybe, you know.
It was a huge struggle. I mean, I have very little girls at that point, and I wanted to be around in Thornbury, where I live in Bristol, outside Bristol. I didn't want to go far away to open a restaurant. So if anything happened to my daughters, I would be there for them. I found the building. Then it took 3.5 years of planning. No matter how much we say I was a woman opening for first time. And thirdly, I was a brown person. So it all kind of it became one thing. So 3.5 years, anybody in the right mind would have given up. So I was kind of, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to open this and I'm going to open here. And then I got the planning, and then the banks kind of came and said, no, we can't, because it's a business. Restaurant industry, as you know, is a very risky industry. You've not opened a restaurant before. We can't give you a loan. Each and every bank, high street bank, refused. So I said to my husband, I cannot let this happen. So I had a lot of gold jewelry, given like Indian people have a lot of gold jewelry, yellow gold, which I don't really wear. My parents gave me. So I sold a lot of our personal things we kind of put in. And then BBC somehow came to know the banks are refusing a loan. And then they did a feature on me. And next day, NatWest gave me a loan. So it does work. Social media does work in many ways. So, and then the builders, fighting with the builders for 9 months. And then eventually I did open. So it was such a hassle just to open and feed people. Yeah. But it was great.
And it was hugely successful.
It was so
and,
huge.
You know, loved. And, but you did decide after 6 years... You've just closed last year. This is quite a big decision as well.
Because I was still paying the rent when I had opened, had the lease. You have to still pay the rent, because even if you haven't got the planning. So it was 10 years. It was time to kind of close. I didn't want to lease for 10 more years.
Yeah.
Because the builder, the guy who owned the building, knew she's successful. I want to give you another lease for 10 years. I said, no, I'm not going to. Either give me 3 or I don't want it. And I had to, because it was really heartbreaking, but I had to move on. But it's not the end of it. I'm opening another one next year.
Yeah,
so
you whispered that to me before. I'm very excited. I'm hoping it's a London one, South London. I want one close to home. There's other things you're doing as well. You're going to be doing a bit of TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ready, Steady, Cook is back, if you guys know. It's back, so I'm one of the chefs, so it's so exciting.
Yeah.
So after 10 years or something, I think they're coming back, so I'm really excited about
And this
it.
Is going to start in the new year.
It is starting in the new year.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah.
In your professional life, are there people that you kind of have inspired you, or women that have inspired you along your career, anything that kind of has pushed you further to do this? Because this is, you've taken on a lot. I mean, now you're running around with a lot of publicity with this. You've got your girls at home.
it all started with my mom. You know, it's just something which I think she, you learn something, basics from your parents, you know, yeah. basics from your grandparents. But then when I moved to this country, I think there were women like Sheila Dillon, who's, I think, kind of my mom to me, really comforting all the time. If I need some advice, I will call her. Claudia Roden, I mean, she yeah. is something. I recently met her and I said, I'm Romy. She said, I know who you are. I'm like, I was so overwhelmed. I said, for me, these are the women like Delia Smith when I came, yeah. Nigella Lawson. And then I think we as a women, I'm so proud of what I do. And you guys, what you do. And then there are youngsters like Sabrina Gidda, Ravinder Bogle. I think these women are all coming together mm-hmm. and they're also kind of helping each other.
And there's a nice camaraderie in it. Yes. I agree. It's very nice. It's always nice to have people like you on and to cook your food and to cook other people's food. And a lot of the names you've mentioned have been part of this series, which is also yeah. lovely. But it's nice to hear all these kind of things. With your daughters, are they interested in cooking at all?
They did. They, every 10 minutes, they change what they want to do. So,
yeah,
so if they do want to, of course, why not? I think food is something we all care and share.
Do you think there is a way that you treat your daughters now that you, what I'm trying to get at is this kind of world, how the world is changing. Because if you grew up in India, were you expected to be in a kitchen? Were you allowed, like you say, you love to play with your brothers and play cricket. Was it okay or was it a bit frowned upon?
See, I was very lucky. My parents are from North India. They're Punjab. If you know, India is a big country. But my dad worked in a steel plant in West Bengal, which is the East India. To confuse you more, guys. So East India was the capital of at the British time. So my dad worked in a steel plant. People came from all over India to work there. I think that if I lived in Punjab, I would not be what I am today because they have a very different kind of regions and cultures and states. So Indian food is not just Indian. Indian food is so regional, so diverse, and everybody cooks really differently. And when we say authentic, it's never authentic. It's how you cook in your house, you know, every mom, grandma, we all cook so differently. So I think I owe so much to my parents that where they worked, I got to not only taste the food of different states of India. I think that kind of also, they were very open-minded and they kind of let us be what we are today, you know? So I think it depends on the parents as well. I think my daughters have much easier kind of way than I was brought up, you know? Dad was strict. Dad was in a way, if you want to drink, you have to drink in the house. You cannot go out and drink and get drunk. So I kind of now, even if I don't want my daughters to do that, you know, you kind of think why your parents did that. But I think their generation is different. They're more privileged than
yeah.
when we were in, you know, in India.
And do they enjoy your food or would they prefer to eat like British kind of English food?
I cannot cook more than 2 days at home Indian food. That is it. That is it. You cannot have mummy. 3 days is a limit. And also they can cook so well. If I cook something and they don't like it, they'll cook. Sometimes I just want on Sundays cheese and toast.
Yeah.
Please just give me cheese and toast and a cup of chai.
This is every chef's kind of like
I live on it.
Is cheese and toast. This is but not cheese and toast. What would you from this book or from your more Indian culture, what would be your comfort food? What would be what you would make?
I think you've made the khichdi today, yeah. which is the rice and lentils.
I have to show you guys a picture of this.
So it's a dish which is cooked with spices, onions, ginger, garlic, and it's a simple dish, but yeah, very comforting.
But you were also saying that it's kind of, it was the origins of khichdi, of eating. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, plus, this is a dish which people rich and poor can eat it, you know? So I think that's what I kind of find comfort or something mom would make it for us when I was, you know, had a fallout with my friend or anybody. So there was a very comforting food. So I think that is, and the smoky aubergine.
Yeah, which I didn't do the aubergine because we yeah. cook a lot of aubergines.
Yeah.
But when I was going through the recipes and I was thinking, oh, what are we going to cook for today? I couldn't decide because it was too many. Apart from that, I said, we always make aubergines, so I'm not making aubergines. Even though there's also a recipe in here that looks so amazing that I'm going to do of aubergines with dill and coconut, which sounds absolutely amazing. But everyone chose the khichdi as something that I should cook. So you're definitely eating that. We made a cabbage kind of thing, which you said we could also leave to ferment.
You can leave to ferment. So yeah. It's like a band gobi sabji, which is like, band gobi is like the what is called the cabbage, yeah. The hard cabbage, the white hard cabbage. So if you have extra, you can ferment it. So we do a lot of pickling, chutneys and fermenting. So our chutneys in India is not the chutneys like you get put in a jar and stuff. We make fresh all the time, fresh chutneys. So you can do anything with that.
And it's quite spicy. It's yes. Got a bit of a kick to it. And then we made potatoes and poppy seed, which is amazing because I've only used poppy seeds really in kind of baking.
Baking, yeah.
Yeah. And you have quite an interesting trick there of like soaking them and then
making a paste.
Yeah. So potatoes and poppy seeds, it's very nice food. And all vegan. So you don't eat only vegan food though in yourself. No. You do eat.
I do eat meat, but if you give me vegetables or fish, I would rather have that than meat. I'm not a big meat eater. But with being a chef, you have to taste everything.
Yeah.
I prefer vegetables any day because that's how I grew up eating more.
What would you advise someone looking to kind of get into the industry now? What do you think is important for...
I think find a mentor, which is very important. I was very lucky. I don't know if you ever watched Gary Rhodes, India. So there was a Sikh chef called Manjeet Gill, surname similar to me. He calls me his daughter, adopted daughter. I wrote to him after seeing that program. And he was the only chef who came back and wrote, yes. So I went back to India, learned from him a lot. You know, the dal makhani you guys eat in Dishoom and other places. The dal makhani in ITC is the best. No one can compete them. I make a good dal makhani because I learned from the best. So I think you need to find a mentor. It's very important to find a mentor. If you don't have a mentor, it's really easy to go very different ways. If I go to universities or colleges and ask, would you like to be a chef? And I ask them a question, would you like to be a TV chef or a chef that cooks? Most of the hands will be TV chefs, you know? So I just find that if you're a chef, you have to really cook as well at the same time. TV is great, but, you know, sometimes for 5 years, I didn't see my daughters because I was working 16 hours. I had to because I had to put that, in the restaurant. But I think you need to find a mentor. That's very important.
Guys, you should have a look at this book. Have a look later while you're eating, while you're hungry. And join me in saying thank you so much to Romy Gill for joining us today.
Thank you.
That interview was part of our series, Who Run the World? Celebrating Women in Food. Thanks to our guest, Romy Gill. Thank you also to all the incredible women of Honey & Co., especially Louisa Cornford. She helps us with everything podcast, and to Miranda Hinckley, the producer. Drop us an email with your thoughts, feedbacks, questions. You can email us at podcasts@honeyandco.co.uk, or you can find us on social media at Honey & Co. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. Click subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to get the rest of the series. See you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.